Though isolated, the first group of female recruits to train in San Diego understood people were watching. Some were cheering them on, while others were more negative, like Fox News host Tucker Carlson, who called efforts to accommodate female troops a mockery of the U.S. military. Senior drill instructor Amber Starosik.
They're not oblivious to what happens on social media. They know what's being said. I think it became more of a challenge to them to push them to be harder than it did set them back.
The cameras often followed the women as they ran, swam, climbed obstacles, and crawled through the California dirt. The low point came midway through the 13 weeks, says drill instructor Stephanie Fall.
When it came to initial drill, they were very, very nervous and they messed up a lot. And we actually tied for last.
Drill, synchronized marching. The women came in behind the five male platoons. The males are loud as they move their weapons in unison from shoulder to shoulder. Fall says women are meticulous, better attention to detail, but they weren't confident. Then came round two, final drill, says recruit Marianne Parra.
I think we all woke up and said, why do we put ourselves down? Everyone else is breaking us down. We're supposed to be the ones building ourselves back up.
They won, beating the five other platoons.
And you could tell the moment we hit that parade deck, there was just passion. All of us remembered why we wanted to be a Marine. There were a lot of tears when they announced that Platoon 3241 won drill. We were so happy.
There were more tears to come. Unlike the Marines' traditional training site for women in flat, swampy Parris Island, South Carolina, West Coast boot camp culminates with scaling the Reaper, a summit that looms over training at Camp Pendleton.
And you see the Reaper, even at the chow hall. And us girls, even I've overheard male recruits, you see it and you just kind of tremble.
But they reached the top, where they held the traditional ceremony. Each new Marine received an Eagle Globe and Anchor pin, the symbol of the Marine Corps. Para, muddy and sleep-deprived, held it in her palm.
It meant so much more than I thought it was going to mean.
Graduates of West Coast boot camp are dubbed Hollywood Marines. And these women are the first female Hollywood Marines in the 100-year history of San Diego boot camp.
And it's true, looking down at this, I didn't think I was strong enough to be here. Every single day I was scared to be here. This shows to everyone that I actually can. Shows to myself that I'm bigger than I am.
The Marines are the last service to fully integrate women into boot camp. They are under a congressional mandate to open boot camp in San Diego to women, but the deadline is 2028. For now, another cycle of women isn't scheduled for San Diego. Senior drill instructor Starosik doesn't want it to end.
We're on a high right now. And I think the perfect thing for this high would be to continue pushing forward. They can do everything that is done out here. They proved that pretty thoroughly that, yes, they can, and actually they can do it really well.
Though unless something changes, these 53 women are the first, and at least for a while, the last female Hollywood Marines. In San Diego, I'm Steve Walsh.